goodsuccess.com. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the privilege of learning at your feet again today. And I pray that everyone listening will surely be blessed in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. The topic of today's episode is Success Checklist for the New Year. And it's a guide to achieve success without being stuck in last year's failure. Most times when people hear about a new year coming, we all rejoice, we all dance, we are so excited that, oh wow, I'm entering to the new year. Happy new year, everybody's dancing, rejoicing, some people are drunk, some people are just excited. Yes, it's good to be excited. It's good to rejoice, it's good to be happy for God keeping you a whole 1 year, 365 days. God's protection was perfect on your life and your family. And if anything happened negative this year, that's the last year, you are thanking God, because the only reason it's not worse than it was because God kept you. It's good. It's good. We should all rejoice. However, when we are looking at the next year, if we do the same thing we did this year, we will probably achieve the same result, or most likely worse result. Why? Life is changing, things are improving, things are growing. If somebody stays where his work was in 2022, I'm serious that by the end of 2024, the person may not have the job again, because there is AI. If the person has not woken up to AI and so many other new things that are happening, the person may just be assuming his way to failure, God forbid. So we don't want to live in assumptions this new year. You don't even know the technology that will rise up. You don't know the challenges of life that will come up. Some people, God forbid, may not have the job they have right now. I pray you have a better one. But that's part of change. If the job you have now is not the one you have again this new year, then there's a change. Something has happened. Something better, I pray. And even some will lose their job because God wants to take them higher to a better job, or to start a business. So whatever is coming, what we need to do is to plan ahead. This is not New Year resolution. Resolution is cheap. Anyone can make a resolution and just say, this is what I want to do. But the question is, do you have a checklist in place? Do you have a step-by-step guide to achieving that success you are expecting at the end of the year? Why should we plan? Why should anyone even plan for the future? Some will quote the scripture that says, hey, don't be worried about tomorrow. This is not worry. This is planning. This is you sitting down with God to determine how you want to get to where He has planned for you to get to. So that is exactly what this episode is all about, to make you and I prepared. And that's what we're going to be doing for the next 7 weeks. We're going to be taking each aspect of what we need to do to succeed. And by God's grace, we even want to do it together. The first week, we'll be looking at vision and on like that. Have we put all these things in place? Without vision, of course, the people perish. The people live in obscurity. The people live in confusion. They are not able to achieve what they think they should achieve. If you don't know where you are going, if I don't know where I'm going, then how will I even get there? There is no guarantee that I will get there. Because even if I miss the road, I won't know that I missed the road because I don't know where I'm going. So there are some scriptures that guide us to tell us why we need to plan. Number one is Proverbs 19:2, which says, desire without knowledge is not good. Don't have New Year resolution without the knowledge of what it takes to get it done. Don't just say, this is what I desire this new year, without the knowledge of the possibilities around it, without the knowledge of what is required to get it done. So the Bible says, desire without knowledge is not good. And whoever makes haste with his feet misses his way. He says, if somebody makes haste with his feet, without knowledge, without knowing where he's going, he will miss his way. And that is why many of us probably missed our way this last year, 2023. I realized along the way that I've been assuming on so many things. One major thing one person said to me is, the reason people fail is because they don't actually understand what it takes to succeed. They underestimate what it takes to succeed. Whatever you think is required for your success in that area of life that you are looking up to this new year, just multiply that by 10. You may need 10 times of those activities to get to the success you are expecting. And of course, if at the end of the day, 10 times give you 10 times more results, it's good. But whatever you are planning to do, if you want to achieve millions by the end of 2024, then multiply whatever you need to do to get there by 10. You will get your result. It's a guarantee, as God is with you and I. Then Proverbs 15:22 says, without counsel, plans go awry. Plans are not accomplished. Plans are disappointed when there is no counsel. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. It says, plans don't go as planned because people don't have enough knowledge to get there. Then scripture 3 is Luke 14:28, which says, for which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Will you sit down? Will I sit down to count the cost of what we want to achieve this year? You want to have a child? Sit down. What does it take to bring a child to this world and to keep the child sane and have a good life? Some people want to have 4 children. By the time you know what it takes to take care of a child, you may have to reduce those children to 2 or 3. Because whether we like it or not, we can't afford to live by assumptions and just wishful thinking, God will take charge, God will help me. But you are not helping God to help you. You are not doing what God expects you and I to do. If I'm not doing what God expects me to do, then I'm not keeping my part of the covenant. He says, Jesus is the one saying this. So if somebody is assuming that Jesus is saying don't plan, he's wrong. Because Jesus is the one saying, hey, you want to build a tower? You have a vision to achieve success in your business, or in your career, in your marriage, or in any area of life. He says, sit down first. It's another word for saying, calm down. Okay? Sit down. Calm down. So we need to calm down this year. We have all those lofty dreams. We are listening to, probably while I'm recording this, many of us are probably listening to prophecies for the year and all that while I'm recording this. Make sure those prophecies are written down. That's the first thing we're going to talk about also. Yes, they should be written down. However, there are things in place. Once you write them down, now you need a plan. God does not plan how to get there for you and I. No. It shows you where you're getting to. We sit down and plan how we want to get there. And we submit the plans to him and he tells you, hey, no, this is not going to take you there. Strike this out, add this one. But you need to sit down. I need to sit down to count the cost. Whether you have enough. Some people plan that, oh, I'm going to start this business by the end of the year or by January. Some people need to say, oh, you know what? After sitting down, I can't start in January. I need to wait till February. Or some people will say, oh, you know what? I plan to start by the end of January, but with what I've seen now, I need to start it right away. So that is what a plan will do for you and I. Then Psalm 20 verse 4 says, may he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. This is the Bible, the prayer of psalmist saying, may God give you the desire of your heart. What if I don't have a desire? What will God give me? And he says, may he make all your plans succeed. So if I don't have a plan, what will he make to succeed? So that's the first step, to understand that God wants you and I to plan. Then I'm going to print out a checklist and I'm looking at how to make sure this actually makes everyone succeed. I want to have the testimony of your success. I also want to share the testimony of my success. And I'm looking for every avenue to make it easy for you and I. So I'm going to send a checklist to everyone, hopefully in the course of this week, that will guide you and I on taking the right steps, taking responsibility for the success we expect. Number one thing that you and I need to check is vision. Do I have a vision for my life? And not just a vague vision. Oh, I will succeed. I will prosper. Yes, prosper where? And what is prosperity? Somebody who has a million cannot call a million prosperity again for a new year. No, he's probably talking in tens of millions, hundreds of millions, or a billion. That is his success for the year. That is his vision for the year. That is what he wants to achieve in his finances. Spiritual life, if you're already praying 1 hour a day, your vision will not be to pray 1 hour a day. No, it will be to increase to maybe 1 hour, 15 minutes, 2 hours a day. And then family life, if you already have children, maybe your vision is to have more children or to stop having children. Or to live a better life with your spouse, or to make your marriage heaven on earth, or whatever it is. So, vision, your business, your career, do you want to have promotion this year? First, write the vision down. You need to know where you are going before you can plan to get there. That is the first thing we need to do. So, that is contained in the checklist. So, you take each one as you write them down. That, oh, I've written the vision for my spiritual life. I've written the vision for my finances. So, that's what the checklist will give you. And the second one is, have you taken out time to research the requirement for success? Have I found the cost of what it is to get to where I'm going? Have I found out what the cost is? So that's the question. That is what I'm checking. Have I found out the cost? Have I been able to see that, hey, it will take me 1 month to actually do what I thought would take me 1 week? So that is the next thing. If you have done that, then you can now tick that part of the checklist. And then business, career, and all that. So you want to check that you have actually taken the steps to find out. How will you find out? Maybe by reading, by checking online, by asking people who have actually achieved success before, asking them how long it takes, because you may not really know how long it takes except somebody tells you. And then one of the things in the checklist is you want to check that, oh, okay, I have found out what it takes. Have I really taken that step? I have read books. Then you take it. I've read books. I've asked for counsel. Then I've done extensive online research. You take that also. Then this is the longest part, which says, okay, now have I created a program around my plans? Just like we know in the law of programming, a plan without a program is just wishful thinking. It's just a little better than wishful thinking. Now I have a plan. I know exactly the steps taken. But when will I achieve these steps? When will I get it done? Now, if somebody wants to get from one location to another, and it will take 3 days, and it doesn't take that step till the end of the year, will it get there? No. So we want to put a time frame for every step of the plan. We want to put a time frame. Yes, I'm going to grow in my spiritual life. Fine. How many minutes will it take me to get there? I have found it out. Then let me write it. Then I want to listen to recordings, to spiritual related materials. At what time of the day? Then there's a place for you to write it. 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. every night, I'm praying. So you want to put it there, or whatever time you want to put. Then when will I pray? Is it in the morning? Is it in the afternoon? Is it in the evening? Or all of them? If it's all of them, what time? So this will really guide everyone, not just to wish in their head, but to write it down and put it in a place where you can see it every day and check. And then finances. How many hours? The same kind of steps. Do I need to work more to make more money? And for some people, they need to actually reduce the work they are doing so that they can plan for the future. For example, if somebody is working 14 hours a day because he needs to make a lot of money. But when you look at it and you say, hey, the way I'm working, these 14 hours, if I keep working like this, I'll keep working like this for the rest of my life. But if I can take 1 hour every day off, that 14 hours, to read, to plan, to prepare for my next exam, or for my next coaching, or whatever you need to do. If you do that, then you know, okay, I can eventually achieve my goal of starting my business because now I've taken time off. So some people is to reduce the number of hours, some people is to increase the number of hours. Then when will I be reading every day? When will I be listening to related materials every day for my finance? Then the same steps for family life, for business, for career, for health. Else you don't just say, oh, I'm going to exercise. When are you going to exercise? When? During the day. You see, in the morning, in the night. If it's morning, what time? If it's night, what time? What time to what time? Then, where will I do it? Is it at home? Will I just be taking a walk every day? Do I have a personal gym at home? Or I have my equipment I can use for exercise? Or will I really go to a physical gym? So, there's a place for you to tick all that. And then you take steps. So if I'm going to a physical gym, of course, there's already a time. When will I go? You want to put it down so that other things will not fill that space. Then, when will be a time for recreation? You want to plan your vacation if you are going on vacation, or daily recreation. Daily recreation. Okay, every day I'm going to watch movies with my wife or with my children, or I'm going to just read books to them, or I'm going to pray with them, dance with them, whatever you want to do for recreation, we'll be there too. And you know the time. Once you know the time, you know that's the time for it every day. Nothing else takes that time except, you know, other contingencies. And then quality sleep. When will I be sleeping every day? Even health people say that it's good for you to sleep at a particular time every day. If it's 5 hours, start from so-so time and sleep to so-so time. Consistency is good. And then accountability. You want to have a place where you tick that, okay, I have a method to track my progress, to track that I'm actually doing these things. Am I going to put this in my calendar? Maybe Google or Yahoo, whatever calendar you're using. Or will I have an automation or a tracking system that reminds me every day, that tracks my progress for me? Then also, will I have an accountability partner? And if I have one, who is that person? Do I have that person? Yes. What's the name of that person? What will the person do to help me get to my dream? And of course, you must be ready to help someone else too. So that's what all these plans will include, all these checklists will include. I'm sure you already seen that if you can do all these things and you follow it, and there's a system to make you follow it, that's one thing I'm also trying to do by God's grace. If there's a system you can follow to help you achieve these things, then you know success is guaranteed. That is it. So this new year, you should approach it in a different way. I should approach it in a different way. And I pray that God helps you and I to actually achieve that success. All through this year, we've gone through a lot of topics. Go through them again. Even looking at the topics alone, without listening to them, just go to the website www.thegoodsuccess.com. Thegoodsuccess.com. PHEGOODSUCCESS. So, thegoodsuccess.com. Go there, looking at a list of the topics alone will remind you all the things that we have learned, and you know that, oh, I need to do this. These are the things I need to do. These are the things we've learned over a period of 1 year. And if you and I have been doing everything we talked about in those series, we know we wouldn't be where we are. We'll have become better. So let's just go through them. Listen to as many as possible. Invite others also. We know that one of the ways of achieving success is when you bring others. And those people will look at your life. Are you really living out all these things? And then you are prompted to live a better life. So I pray that even as you enter a new year, it will be a prosperous year. What I'm going to pray is that God release to everyone listening to me, including myself, the grace to do what it takes to succeed. To see what it takes to succeed, to do what it takes to succeed, and to get there speedily. In the name of Jesus, let it be. Father, let it be in Jesus Christ's mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you so much for joining again today, and hope to see you beginning from next day. Please make sure you don't miss those 7 weeks of episode on success. We will sit down to make sure we do what it takes to succeed so that the rest of the year will be good success filled. See you next time, and be ever blessed. Jesus. The good success.com.